Well, first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My father was born in Las Cruces. His, are you interested in his parents? His father was born in Georgia and went to law school in Washington, D.C. Had his law degree conferred on him by Ulysses Grant following the Civil War, of course. And he met my grandmother in Washington. And then sort of as a part of the Go West, Young Man Go West, I think he was urged to come out to New Mexico. As a matter of fact, I think a classmate of his in his law school there was one of the prominent family from New Mexico. And I think he urged him to come out too. So he did in 1881. Settled in Las Cruces, started practicing law there, and then my father was born in 1887, and he studied law with his father, and then and practiced law with him. My father actually was the clerk of the state legislature before New Mexico became a state in about 1908. And then in 1915, he moved down here to El Paso, and he met my mother, who was born of parents living in Illinois. Her mother and father, I really don't remember much about her mother, but her father, named after him. His name was William, and that's my first and middle name. He was brought up on a dairy farm in Illinois, and then right after the Civil War, in about 1865 or a year or two after that, saw an opportunity to come down to Texas and round up longhorns and trail them up to the northern markets, you know. And so he was part of that, to me, very romantic era of the cattle drives. And I think he made a lot of money doing that. I think he did it several times. I don't know how many for sure. But I've kind of looked into the economics, and you could get 1,000 head of longhorn steers really for nothing if you wanted to go into the brush in South Texas and rope them and drag them out, or you could buy them for about $1 a head, and then you could get a group of 10 or 12 cowboys for I think about $1 a day or something. I kind of forget now, but it was, I think that's right, $30 a month, outfit them, you know, with a saddle maybe and a chuck wagon, and for a relatively nominal sum of money you could trail 1,000 head of cattle up to the north, and you could sell them for $50 a head. So you could end up investing $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 and come out with $50,000 of income. And so it was a pretty lucrative, although I'm sure a pretty dangerous business. So he made enough money to buy some wonderful ranch land up in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. And he moved from